Part 2. You will hear a talk between a radio host and a college student called Darren Armand about how to improve photography skills. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 15. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 15. Good afternoon, our beloved listeners. Welcome to today's Capturing the Moment programme. Today, we have Darren Armand here with us. He's a college student who has just won an award for his set of shots of red squirrels. Welcome, Darren. Now, can you tell us a bit about this lovely creature and how you managed to take such wonderful photos?
Well, the red squirrel is Britain's only native squirrel. It's graceful and athletic. Its Latin name, Sciurus vulgaris, comes from the Greek words, describing a common type of animal which sits in the shadow of its own tail. At first, I thought this description was funny and was kind of an exaggeration. But now I realise that this name suits them very well. Their fluffy tails under the sun normally cast a big shadow over themselves. You will be lucky to see a red squirrel in the areas where they still survive, due to its timid nature and decreasing number in the wild. In the late 1800s, when grey squirrels, an exotic species, were first introduced into Britain, there were only about 20,000 red squirrels left, the majority of which lived in the north of England. The greys carry a disease called the squirrel pox virus, which could lead to the deaths of red squirrels. But their number had already declined before the disease spread there. The shrinking population actually corresponds to decreases in the number of nuts available, the red squirrel's primary food source. I accidentally left some nuts in my garden one day, and I found that they had been eaten the next morning. It could have been rats, as they have a very similar food category to red squirrels, but I knew it was red squirrels because of their different feeding habits. Rats bite a hole in the nuts, whereas red squirrels crack the nuts in half and eat the kernels. After a week or so, the red squirrels became regular visitors to my garden, making them ideal subjects for my photography project. Unfortunately, I had to shoot only in my garden, partly because I couldn't find another spot to sight red squirrels on a regular basis. Also, this could block out any outside distractions and I could focus solely on my subject. During the shooting, other animals, like birds, got caught in the frame together sometimes. I'm more than satisfied with my photos, even though I only practiced a few times and used just a second-hand camera from my friend. My great mentor helped me with the shooting. I got great tutorials from him and was able to shoot better photos.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 16 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 16 to 20. Thank you, Darren. The award-winning photos will be on display in a local museum for the coming month. We're looking forward to the exhibition. So, tell us about the award.
OK. I sent my portfolio for the competition hosted by a national newspaper. I wasn't expecting the third prize, so when they notified me of the result on the phone, I was really excited.
Do you have some tips for our audience to help improve their photography skills?
Of course. Here are three things I think photographers can work on to get a better shot. First of all, good composition is key to a lovely shot. Normally, an image's centre of interest is placed at one of the intersections that trisect the whole picture. In order to achieve balance, a secondary object, so to speak, can be added to the scene at the opposing intersection. So, for instance, in one of my shots, a red squirrel at the top left is staring at a nut at the lower right corner. This is called the rule of thirds. Lighting is another essential element if you want to be rewarded with a superb photo. The direction of the light falling on your subject is most important of all. You need to look at your subject carefully and watch how the shadows fall. If you're able to choose the time of day to shoot your pictures, lighting is most ideal in the late afternoon. Try to position yourself so that the sun hits your subject from the side. This helps create a 3D effect in the picture. To further improve on your photography skills, it is advised to take detailed notes of timing, position, weather, etc. By doing so, it's easier to review and adjust accordingly, and there is always room for improvement.
That is the end of part two. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part two.